Good evening, everyone. And may I add my own welcome to you all this evening. It's good to see you here tonight. This is an informal carol service. We're not having nine lessons and carols, which sometimes can take so long it can turn into a hostage situation. But instead, our Sunday club are going to be leading the way this morning and taking us on that journey to Bethlehem. And there will be audience participation, so either leave now or be ready to join in the words and the actions with enthusiasm when you see them on the screen. And all of our words for the carols this evening will be on the screen. And we will stand for all of the carols except for Away in a Manger. But if you find it easier to remain seated for the carols, then please do so. We begin by lighting our three Advent candles. The first Advent candle we light for all God's people. The second candle we light for the prophets who speak God's word. And the third Advent candle we light on this third Sunday in Advent is for John the Baptist. Jesus Christ has brought us out of darkness to live in his glorious light. Well, the candles are lit, and it's nearly time for the children's bedtime. So it must be time for a bedtime story.
We're going on a bear hunt. We're going to catch a big one. What a beautiful day. We're not scared. Uh-oh, grass, long wavy grass. We can't go over it, can't go under it. Oh no, we've got to go through it. You know, that's a great story about a great journey, but tonight I wanted to tell you and everyone here an even greater story about an even greater journey.
Dear God, we thank you for the chance to remember and celebrate the birth of Jesus. As we journey through the story, we ask that you show us once again why this is one of the most important stories we could ever know. Amen.
So let us sing our first carol, O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye, to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. O come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord. True God, light of light eternal, Lord, he is. the Virgin's womb. Son of the Father, begotten, not created, oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. See how the shepherds summoned to his cradle, leaving their flocks drawn nigh to gaze. We too will thither bend our joyful footsteps. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Low starlit chieftains, magi cross adoring, offer him incense, gold and myrrh. We to the Christ child bring our heart's oblations.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing, choirs of angels, sing in exaltation. Sing, all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
The Virgin Mary was chosen to be Jesus' mother. In our first reading, we are told that an angel, God's messenger, comes to Mary. Anthea is going to read to us from Luke chapter 1.
In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her. Amen.
Today's nativity is about the greatest journey ever. We'll be retelling the Christmas story and we'll be going on a Christmas journey together. But we will need your help from all of you. When we say each of these words, we need you to join in with an action. Journey, marching actions and huffing and puffing. Big one, stretch your arms out as far as you can. Oh no, gasp and put your hands over your mouth. Calm, wag your finger and shake your head. There are also some sections in the story where we all need to say words together. They will come up on the screen, so keep your eyes peeled. Okay, so we're ready for our story to begin. So first we need to put our walking boots on. In this story there are four special journeys. That happened over 2,000 years ago. Mary and Joseph, the wise men, and even the shepherds. Mary, Joseph, the wise men, and even the shepherds all travelled a long way to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Today we are going to follow in their footsteps and travel these journeys. Right, let's go.
There was a couple called Joseph and Mary. They went on a journey all the way to Bethlehem. We're going on a journey. It'll be a big one. All the way to Bethlehem, because Caesar wants to count us. Uh-oh, Romans. Tall, scary Romans. We can't join them. We can't go around them. Oh no, we'll have to walk between them. Steppity step, walkity walk, steppity step.
They went together on their journey. Soon they were going to marry, and they were going to be a family because Mary was having a baby.
As Mary, Joseph, and the donkey make their way to journey, let us join in singing together, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
O little town of Bethlehem, how still we The time came to have the baby, but where could Joseph and Mary stay? Got to find a place to stay, because Mary's having a baby. Uh-oh, no bed, no big bouncy bed. Oh no, no, we'll have to sleep with animals.
There was no room for them in the inn, so Mary wrapped the baby in strips of cloth and found a manger to lay him in.
Let us listen then to the story of the birth of Jesus. Honora is going to read to us from Luke chapter 2.
The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. We thank God for his written word.
Mary wrapped the first ever Christmas present, the baby Jesus, in cloths and placed him in the animal feeding trough. The Son of God is born, not to riches or splendor, but into poverty and squalor. Let us remain seated as we sing Away in a Manger. First ones to hear of the birth of Jesus were ordinary shepherds, ordinary people like you and me. Angela picks up the story for us from Luke chapter 2.
Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, and there will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
An angel appeared to some shepherds. "It's happened in a field nearby. The angel told them about the baby, so they went to see with their own eyes.
Angel came to see us, told us of the Saviour. So we're going to welcome him. We'll find him in a manger. Uh-oh, sheep poo. Smelly, stinky poo. Fly over it. We can't get around it. Oh no, we'll have to tread on it. Tread, squelch, tread, squelch, tread, squelch.
They rushed off to find the baby, and everyone was amazed. It was just as the angel said, and gave God their praise.
So we stand to sing our next carol, While Shepherds Watched Their Flocks by Night.
While shepherds watched their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread had seized their troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind. To you is David's town this day, is born of Mary's line.
A Saviour who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign. The heavenly babe you there shall find, to human view displayed, all meanly wrapped in swaddling bands and in a manger laid. Thus spake the seraph, and forthwith appeared a shining throng of angels praising God, who thus addressed their joyful song. Oh, glory be to God on high, and on the earth be peace. Goodwill henceforth from heaven to men begin and never cease.
Should have gone to Specsavers for that one. Well, the Gospel of Matthew tells us about a different group of people who heard the good news of Jesus' birth. I read from Matthew chapter 2. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him. When Herod heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, He inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Some wise men had seen a star in the sky and knew a king was to be born. So they followed the star. They went to worship and adore.
Following the shiny star to worship the baby king. We've got loads of presents, gold, myrrh and frankincense. Uh-oh, King Herod. Mean, nasty King Herod. Oh no, we'll have to leave another way. Humpty hump, cloppity clop, humpty hump.
They found him and were filled with joy. The wise men were so happy. So they were careful not to tell King Herod and they travelled home a different way.
We're going to now sing We Three Kings, and you need to know, and we'll put the words up on the screen, that the men and the boys will sing verse 3, and the women and the girls will sing verse 4, and all other verses and choruses are sung by everyone. Okay, so let's enjoy singing We Three Kings.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we travel afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Oh, star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Oh, to thy perfect light. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising, all men raising, worship him God most high. O star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom. Sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, still did not console cold tomb. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, earth to heaven replies. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
It's been a long journey. For Mary and Joseph, it's been a long journey. For the shepherds, it's been a long journey. For the wise men, gotten on a journey, but we're glad we did it so. We've met some special people, but who was it? Big brown eyes and big cheeks, 10 tiny toes and 10 tiny feet. Why? It's Jesus.
Quick, tell everyone, going home another way. Humpty hump, clopty clop, humpty hump. Back for the sheep poo. Tread squelch, tread squelch, tread squelch. Saying so long to animals, eat or woof, eat or bat, eat and a mine woman, stepsy step, walkie walk, stepsy steps. And finally, we're home. The Sunday Club are now going to sing Rejoice With Us.
Jesus, in a forever glory.
You know, Jesus went on a journey. It really was the biggest one. That's right, keep going. All the way from heaven, because he came to save us. He came to live on earth with us, because he loves us very much. He was a child and had to learn things just as we do. Only he never did anything wrong. When he grew up, he did amazing things. He did many miracles and taught the people about God. He even brought people back from the dead. Only God can do that. And then he was put to death on a cross. He did it because he loved us and to save us from our sins. But he didn't stay dead. Now Jesus is alive again. His story hasn't ended. Jesus came on a journey. It really is the greatest one.
Soon it will be time for you to journey to your beds, but first of all, Jake is going to lead us in our bedtime prayers.
Dear God, thank you that you sent your Son on a journey from heaven to earth to show your love for us so that we could be friends with you.
Thank you that his message of hope, joy and peace is for all people. We pray that you will help people to know your hope, joy and peace this Christmas, particularly those in need. Amen.
Well, I hope that you have really felt that you have travelled this evening. I was not going to say been on a journey, but you... but that you have made it to Bethlehem and back again. And that tonight you have felt once again that you've got a little bit closer to the heart of Christmas. A little bit closer to the heart of Jesus. I've got a few thank yous to give on your behalf. And of course, we must begin with a word of thanks to our Sunday Club for leading us this evening and for their song. And especially to Claire Evans and her team of helpers and those who have helped with all of the costumes and the preparation for today. A lot of hard work has gone in already a very busy season. So let us show our appreciation to them all. Well done, children. You did a great job this evening. And we also thank our readers. We thank our musicians, Sonia and Anne, and our singers. And we thank Kathy and Jamie on the desk who kept up with us all. Thank you. And we thank all those who have helped prepare refreshments. Let us show our appreciation to them all. And lastly, thank you all for coming this evening. And we hope that you can stay for drinks and mince pies served in the church hall. And if you would like to add the name of a loved one onto our tree of remembrance in the church entrance there, then please do so. You might think tonight, well, we didn't sing my favourite carol, or they missed that one out. Well, there are still more carols to sing at our forthcoming services. This coming Sunday, next Sunday, at 10:30, we will be making our Christingles in the service. So that will be something to look forward to next Sunday morning. And then we have our Christmas Eve communion at 11:30. And Christmas Day celebration at 10 o'clock. And you're invited to bring a wrapped present to open. But if we don't see you, then on behalf of everyone here at Haverhill Methodist Church, we wish you all God's richest blessing on you and your family this Christmas and New Year. So let us now join the song of the angels in our closing carol, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the
Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and all those you love this Christmas and forevermore. Amen.